this is Porn Step, motherfuckers.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 38 of the Noisecast, a show about technology, gadgets, industry gossip, and more. On tonight's roster, we have Gonzo Ryder.
I have telescopic nipple antennae.
Yep. Kevlar Menace.
I'm here. I don't have any magical nipples. Sorry.
Veto number 9.
Did everybody else hear Steven's brain reboot?
I heard a hard drive go coo coo coo.
And temporarily joining us is Rontourage.
I have one magical nipple.
Is it on the bottom of your foot?
No, it's my left nipple. No big deal.
Most interesting. Okay. First off, before we start tonight, as usual, the Noisecast, our hearts and thoughts and everything are with everybody in Oslo, Finland, and all the families affected through the tragedy that occurred there over this weekend. So the Noisecast cares, NCCC, right? Noisecast, no, two C's, Noisecast cares.
You know, it kind of diminished the whole, you know, effect of that when you said we sent our hearts, prayers, and everything. Could have just left it off with the first two.
Okay, our hearts and prayers.
I actually sent them my couch, so I'm getting close to sending them everything.
Okay. Never mind.
Isn't Oslo in Norway and not Finland?
Didn't I say Norway?
You said Finland.
I meant Norway.
Oh, what? God.
I really did.
Oh, God.
What are you eyeing about? Dun, 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 dun,
that's you right now.
He still hasn't recovered from my telescopic nipple antennae.
that totally threw me off. Was not expecting that. Anyway, for those who are listening in the Ustream live right now, welcome. Thank you for participating. For those of you who are downloading or who have downloaded and are listening to this right now, you might have noticed some interesting changes from where you have downloaded it from and et cetera, et cetera.
Unless you download it from a client like iTunes or Zoom.
In which you would not have noticed any changes. But you still would have noticed some change, right?
If we ever get around to changing it.
Okay. God, we're being so cryptic. This is mystery, the change.
Hey, everyone who's listening right now, look, keep looking around for stuff. You'll find something.
There's only one thing to find.
It's a hidden Easter egg. You'll never see it.
It's so hidden, it's right in front of your face.
We changed our logo.
Oh, God damn it, Ron.
We're going to ruin it for everybody.
Anyway, let's get Ron off the podcast as fast as possible. So let's go to topic number one.
See you next week. I don't have to leave early. I could do the whole thing.
But we want you to leave early.
The truth comes out.
The truth was never hidden. You just wouldn't accept it unless we said it blatantly.
Is Chris talking again?
Well, bam.
First, yeah, I'm going to kick him right in the middle of his next sentence.
The first topic of the list tonight is OS X Lion, the latest, operating system update, whatever you want to call it, from Apple for the Mac. Some hail it as the really, really awesome new operating system. Others say it is Apple's Vista. None of us here have actually used it, except for Rontourage, which is why he's special guesting on this episode to tell us all about it. So, Ron, give us your impressions on OS X Lion, or OS X Lion. Sorry.
It's good. I mean, I wouldn't go anywhere near calling it Apple's Vista. I mean, it works well, and it's it's basically the same thing as Snow Leopard. The few tweaks that they did make are cool, and they're a little helpful as far as streamlining some of the things I do on the computer, but for the most part, it's not much different.
So you're admitting that it's a service pack.
I'm admitting that it's not a massive update, but the stuff that they did update is very helpful. And
would you recommend it for consumer or professional, or like who would you recommend it for? Everyone or just certain people?
Yeah, frankly, I think it's $30 if you have a Mac and you have Snow Leopard where you could just easily upgrade it. Why you wouldn't is beyond me.
Would it be worth me upgrading or buying a case of beer instead? Because it's pretty much the same price.
I would say get the case of beer and save up in the background for the OSS line. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Maybe make that a long-term goal and get the case of beer first. Get that out of the way.
All right. I like that.
Yeah. It works well. It's not drastically different than anything. You know, the changes they made to faces and the expose are cool, and they make it a little easier to use those features. The other major thing I noticed was a launch pad where it just kind of organizes all your applications like you would see them on an iPhone.
All right. And my question about the launch pad, not since you're on that, on the iPhone and on the iPad, you have to long click in order to get the little buttons to jiggle, and then you got to swipe one over one by one to rearrange them. Is it the same painful process except with the mouse on Lion?
It's the exact same thing.
So pretty much on a desktop that has hundreds of applications, in order to rearrange something?
It's not your desktop, though. Launchpad is along the bottom, like in the toolbar, and when you click it, it kind of just like pops up like your dashboard would, and it's just got every application on your computer listed there. So the stuff, even the stuff that's not on your toolbar on the bottom, will be listed there, everything in your applications folder, and then you can just dig through there and launch stuff. Like, rearranging it's pretty stupid. I don't know why you would. Unless you can make folders the same way you would on an iPhone and stuff, but there's really no reason to.
How was the installation, since this is a straight digital download from the Mac App Store?
I downloaded it twice on my work computer and then on my laptop, and I did them both at work. So the internet there is kind of slow, so that took a little while, but installing it was very easy. Once it was down, it just went right on, and that was pretty quick.
Are you running newer hardware or older?
My MacBook Pro is the previous generation, right before they added that Thunderbolt or whatever it's called. And my Mac Pro at work is a year and a half old or so. But, they're both pretty decent computers, so I'm not really ever going to notice a problem with them.
All right. Questions from the panel? Vito, I know you're interested.
Not really. I don't own any Apple devices. The only Apple device in my entire house is my wife's 80 gig iPod. That's it. I couldn't give less of a shit about OS X.
Well, here's an interesting tidbit.
you weren't paying attention when I said it.
Here's an interesting tidbit. Not for you. I'm not talking to you.
Oh, okay. For other people.
I'm talking to our lovely listeners. Mac OS X Lion has actually been proven scientifically to be better than anything Windows has ever done ever. That's a fact.
I would like to see this study.
I did it yesterday. I'm a scientist.
Do you have a lab coat and everything?
I do. I have a white coat.
Yeah, he bought it from freaking thrift store.
He bought it from Steve Dave.
Hey, just because I bought it at a thrift store doesn't make me any less of a scientist.
I think it does.
No.
Makes it more of an entrepreneur. How about that?
But yeah, long story short, Lion is fine. If you want to get it, you can. I don't see why you wouldn't. There's nothing horribly broken about it, so.
But the way I hear it, there's nothing horribly awesome about it.
Yeah, that's the thing that struck me. It's nothing special. The few tweaks that they made are helpful and good. Everything works well, so. If you have $30 and you want to waste it on Lion, go for it.
Well, keyword being waste.
Yep, there we go. All right, that's the review.
All right. Okay, Ron, you can leave now.
Goodbye.
We're just kidding, Ron. You can stay if you want.
I'm going to make that AOL door slam sound. Wha-bam!
That was really convincing.
Inception door slam sound. Wha-bam!
We're going to move away from that.
Yep. Coming back.
We're going to stay on the topic of Apple, though. This time involving Hulu, there have been rumors that ever since Microsoft, the Microsoft bid for Hulu sort of.
At first, I thought somebody turned on one of those giant warehouse fans. I was like, "What the fuck? It can't be that hot!"
Wow.
And there it goes again.
As I was saying, ever since the Microsoft bid for Hulu fell through, rumors have it that Apple might be swooping in to purchase Hulu. The estimated price for Hulu is about a little bit over $2 billion. And we know Apple has the cash for that. And it could be a good integration with iTunes. Thoughts on Apple buying Hulu?
Apple's never really been one for like ad-based revenue on their own products. So,
well, aside from iAds, whatever
but
the hell they call it.
That is not very successful.
IAs?
Have you heard anything about iAds since it launched?
Well, I've seen iAds on my iPhone.
Aren't they in the apps? That's the thing. You're not supposed to notice them, really.
Yeah, a bunch of the apps have them. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really pay attention to them, just like I didn't with any other ad, but they're there.
Exactly.
Larry brings a good point, though. Does it really fit into Apple's ecosystem?
No, yeah. But...
Only in that they can get more people to sit in front of their devices and play the stuff. But the biggest thing that I don't really think it'll work is because I don't know anyone who prefers Hulu or Hulu Plus over Netflix. Does anyone here in the chat prefer Hulu Plus over Netflix?
There are certain things that I watch on Hulu just because I can't get them on Netflix, like Big Bang Theory. You can't get that on Netflix. Actually, I have to go to CBS.com for that, don't I?
Yeah, you can't get that on Hulu.
Fuck Hulu.
That's pretty much where I was going with it.
My whole thing on Hulu Plus was once they made an app or some kind of integration with Google TV, I would use it, but they still haven't, so...
Well, if Apple does purchase it, I think that they'll probably shutter Hulu completely. I think they'd only be interested in the licenses. The licensing agreement's already in place.
I was under the impression they weren't buying it outright, just that they were becoming a partner because NBC, Disney, and the News Corp already have so much. I mean, it's already owned by other people. I didn't think they were buying it completely outright. I don't know. Maybe I read it wrong.
I know Hulu announced a while ago that it was for sale, you know, to the highest bidder, or more or less something like that.
Well, it says, okay, it says Hulu's media company owners, Walt Disney, Comcast, or Comcast, NBC, Universal, they're offering the suitor, whoever buys it, a 5-year extension of program rights, including 2 years of exclusive access. So it sounds like they're just buying into it. They're not outright buying it. Oh no, this doesn't really make any sense.
And Apple has a good array of shows and stuff already on iTunes. I mean, it's not as diverse, I guess, as Netflix and stuff like that, but I don't know. I think Microsoft would have been a better bid for this than anything. So I was sort of disappointed to see that deal fell through.
Well, that'd be one of those things that they they didn't really need. Of course, now that I'm saying they don't need it, that's probably going to be their cue to go ahead and fucking buy it. Like, I don't know if you guys remember me talking about how the iPhone was never going to happen because they didn't need it. Yeah. The iPhone on Verizon. And then, then look what happened. So, you know, maybe. I don't see why they would.
Well, Microsoft has been flirting around with rumors that they are going to be doing like a similar thing with their Xbox Live service.
I think if
you got Microsoft, Netflix on Xbox Live.
Yeah, I think if Microsoft really wants to do it right, they need to get a really good partnership with Netflix, possibly buy out, you know, a controlling interest in the company or whatever they have to do.
Microsoft isn't really a content-driven thing, though.
I know what you're saying, and it. But for them to, they don't need to enter a competing service. Netflix already has a good chunk, and Hulu has another pretty decent chunk. They're kind of like an aggregate; they actually link you to whoever's site or whatever. But it's not going to work if everyone starts throwing their own hat in the ring, and you're going to get, you know, just random, you know, oh, these people have like these three shows and CBS only has theirs on the website, and then you've got, you know, HBO, they only stream on What's Mojinger, and then Netflix on the Xbox only. It's stupid. It needs to be consolidated. Which is, you know, non-compete and all that stuff, so it ends up being a problem. But
yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying, but I think we might be talking about two different things, because I'm not saying that they should start their own little service and then get garner deals with separate entities out there. What I'm saying is they've never really been one to buy up content companies. If they're going to buy somebody, they're going to buy like software, little software companies, and integrate that software into their software.
Yeah. Okay. I get you. Oh, no, I thought they, when they were doing the whole Kinect demo, the last big one they did, they were talking about starting their own content provider service for the Xbox.
They might have. And if that is the case, then you're right. They would be better served just taking over interest in a provider that's already established. Because that way they get all of the content, they get the licenses, they get all of the stuff that they really need without having to renegotiate new licensing deals with everybody.
Yeah. Well, either that or just allow Netflix to be a more powerful app, if you will. You know, it's already pretty... I don't know how it is with Kinect. I don't know if Ron, you have Kinect, right?
Yep.
Have you ever... Is the new Kinect bullcrap out yet? Where you can like open Netflix and stuff with it?
Netflix works with Kinect now and a few other things.
Have you tried it?
Yeah, it's really nothing to write home about. It's, you can just kind of scroll a little bit.
Is it easier than finding the remote? Or do you have to use the remote anyway, no matter what?
No, you don't. If you just turn on the Xbox and then you do the little like wave thing to get into the Kinect hub, and then you just select Kinect or the Netflix app.
Okay.
And the hand gestures for it are okay, but I found that the voice commands for it were a lot cooler, and they work really well.
Okay. Yeah, well, actually, I've noticed that on my phone as well since I updated it to the new one. The speech-to-text is great. You can do voice search and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole lot. I think that's one of the strengths that Microsoft's pushing for right now is voice.
Yeah, well, they seem to be doing well at it. I mean, with the Xbox, it works amazingly, and even amongst like a lot of noise coming out of your TV, like say you're watching a movie where everything's exploding, you could just say Xbox pause and it'll pause, and it works pretty much every time.
Well, the one of the things that they do on the phone is if you hold down the start button, it'll come up with a voice command. You can either just say, you know, search this, call this, open this app, whatever, and it'll do that.
Right.
But the other thing is, it's got to be a lot easier to, like you're saying, during a movie, to be able to pause it with voice, because they can basically do the same thing that, you know, noise-canceling headphones do. They just sense what's different from what is coming out of the TV.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the human body sitting there, that you don't want to interpret every single motion as a command. Like, your arm goes numb and you start waving your arm around because you had it on the back of the couch or something like that, and all of a sudden you're skipping through chapters and changing the language and all this other crap.
Yeah, I think there's a little more to it. I think you have to initiate it somehow. You might have to do it by waving or something. I don't remember exactly because I haven't used it in a while.
Oh.
But I do remember, like, I would be sitting there watching a movie and I'd get up to go grab a beer or popcorn or something and I'd just say Xbox pause as I'm, like, walking out of the room. And it would just do it. And that's convenient.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And it does, when you first get the Kinect, they tell you, like, put it in the spot that it's going to be at all times. And then it makes you calibrate it, and it'll play sound out of the left speakers and the right speakers and the center speaker and then, like, everything. And it calibrates itself to realize, like, where the sound comes from and how it all goes.
Echolocation.
Right.
Picks out how big the room is, where the furniture is. Gotcha.
Exactly. And then you're supposed to do that silently. And then from then on out, whenever you say something, it'll perceive it as you and not just sound bouncing off the speakers and the walls and all that.
Okay. Cool. Good to know.
Yep.
Awesome.
Welcome back.
No, there's complaints of those stupid ad things in the Ustream. So I was trying to figure out how the hell we could disable. See, what Ustream now does is it gives you an ad every 15 minutes while you're broadcasting live, and it totally cuts off, you know, whatever you're listening to. And the only way to get around that is either for the listener to subscribe $4 a month to avoid listening to the ads, or for the broadcaster to pay a minimum of $99 a month. Exactly.
Sorry, guys. We're not seeing a dime off of those ads.
Yeah. I think we could possibly get this going in a Hangout.
Maybe.
Well, I'll look into it.
There's also other options. Was it just live stream or whatever it's called?
Well, excuse me for being retarded.
Oh, God damn it.
Maybe now's not the time to bring this up.
Gentlemen, that was a fart.
God damn it.
Okay.
Is that Entourage?
It is not.
It is. I will rat you out.
You're looking at a write-up, sir.
For what? Being awesome? I'll take it.
Okay.
All right. So, okay, going to some more sort of awesome news. Google, on the other hand, is now searching for malware infections on your computer server side. It's going to be using its own data on viruses and stuff like that, and go sift through search results pages to see if computers are infected with malware or not, and warn people. Whether or not they might be infected.
Well, that's nifty.
Yeah, it's really cool, also creepy. But I think the thing is getting people to accept that it's actually Google and it's authentic versus just being a random pop-up thing and thinking that their computer's already infected because it's showing up on Google's homepage.
You know? Yeah.
Because there are people who are scared to death of getting viruses on their computer because every pop-up's a virus. Everything different on a website is a virus.
I found that's more with uneducated people in computers. I mean, not uneducated, but don't know about computers.
Exactly, and that's who they're trying to help because people who are good with their computers, you know, check their virus scan files. They check the logs every once in a while just to see what's going on. Whereas someone who just sees if they're slightly uneducated and they see all of a sudden Google's telling them they have a virus, do they say, okay, Google tells me I have a virus, or I already have a virus and it's infected my browser?
I think the really big yellow bar that pops up on your search results says, your computer appears to be infected. That's sort of reminiscent of those those rogue antivirus programs that...
That's what I'm saying.
Like, no one's going to take it seriously?
Yeah.
They're going to think something different about it, you know? Like, it is a scam rather than it's something genuine.
Yeah.
But it's really nice on Google's part.
Nice of them, sure.
Yeah, it's cool. But I don't know how they're going to implement it without, you know, having it look fake or having people actually believe it. Because the people, I don't know, yeah, whatever. People who already know their computer is infected know their computer is infected. I guess that didn't make any damn sense. Yeah, skipping me, going on.
My question is how this thing works exactly. They're not doing like an actual background scan of your processes, are they? They're just looking through your search history to see if you may have visited a site that's been infected?
Well, it might also be that, you know, certain kinds of viruses might ping out to the internet. So if you're on Google, that some of that stuff might go towards them, or I don't know. I don't know how any of this actually works. I have a Mac.
And therefore are impervious.
No, it just means
didn't you see the article about
I'm not saying I'm impervious to viruses.
No freaking way.
God damn it.
That Bannercom article was scary as shit.
Yeah.
I really freaked out on that one. Not that anybody has any reason to, like, blow up my computer. Unless they really, really, really don't like me. Vito.
I thought you guys had gotten over that.
We have.
I got over it before the end of the episode.
I'm just pulling his,
winner?
Chain.
Hey, I was wondering what that tingling sensation was.
That's your gonorrhea, yeah. Vito. Don't get it confused.
Gross.
Which you may or may not have gotten from me.
Oh, by the way, Vito, you have gonorrhea.
Just found out I'm retarded, so you might want to get yourself checked out.
Noise class, noise cast exclusive. Vito has gonorrhea.
Title of the episode.
Does that show up in your Google search results?
Does a malware pop-up come up for that?
Yeah.
You might have an STD.
No, that's like 4 years in the future at least. Come on, guys, get real.
Well, that's what happens when you use the Wang Detect Apple trackpad.
Oh, God. Oh, pre-show shenanigans that you missed out on.
Oh. So that's the good thing that Google did. The bad thing Google's doing, though, involves the highly popular Google Plus social network.
Get rid of it.
What?
Shut up, Ron.
You've been on it for, what, a total of, like, 17 minutes?
I got an account a while ago. I just never opened it.
Exactly. You've used it for 17 minutes.
But Google's been going around and deleting certain users without any warning. And just flat out disabling accounts that have names on them that are questionable, that may or may not be real, according to Google. And a lot of people who do have names that are out of the ordinary are getting caught in the crossfire and logging into their Google accounts and finding out that all of their Google services, not just their Google Plus account, but Gmail, Docs, anything Google, has been completely suspended and removed off the internet.
And this is based on a funny-sounding name?
Yeah.
Well, the terms of service say that you're supposed to be using your real name. So when you use a name that isn't... Like, if I was to make one called Vito and make that my Google Plus or my Google name, they could get rid of it. Because it's not technically my real name.
Well, there's someone on Google Plus called Vittorio, and I'm sure if you put Vitorino in there, they probably wouldn't know the difference.
Possibly, yes. But what I'm saying is, because it's not my real name, technically it violates their terms of service, so they are following up with their what they say they're going to do, and they're getting rid of the account. Now, some people are saying, oh, well, that's the name I've been using for a long time on the internet, and that's the name that everybody knows me by. And things of that nature. And while that may be true, it isn't your technical legal name. And I don't know if it's spelled out specifically in the terms of service that it has to be your birth name. It just says real name, as far as I know. So a lot of people are getting booted for that. And like Steven said, it's not just Google Plus, it's their entire online profile. So all of their Gmail, their calendars, any documents that they had saved, they're just fucking locked out of them. That's kind of shiesty.
And it's what's even worse is unless you're more of a high profile person, that if you say that, you know, your words and your presence carry some weight, you might sort of be shit out of luck for a while.
Yeah.
There was a post on Twitter. Somebody had done a really, really essay-like twit longer post, pretty much describing how they're nobody famous or anything, just a regular person, regular Joe. And they had spent the last half of a year migrating everything to their one single Google account identity, emails, bookmarks, readers. I mean, literally even work stuff, everything they've ever had. And I guess
that's a recipe for disaster in the first place.
Oh yeah. I mean, no doubt. And I guess without any warning, and he was even trying to get through Google, which Google, you can't really contact. You got to go through their user moderated support forums, which pretty much is just other Google users trying to help you out. And, yeah. I don't think to this day he's still been able to resolve it. It's been a couple of days now.
No. It's that whole thing is A, stupid for him consolidating every possible thing ever into one account. And especially stuff that's important, like he's talking about stuff for his scholarships and all this other stuff. If it's important, back it up. Backing it up doesn't mean just have it in the cloud. It means have it to different accessible places.
If it's not backed up in triplicate, it's not backed up.
Yeah. Well, if it's backed up in the cloud where you assume it's being, you know, put over a bunch of RAID servers, it's still stupid because there's one point of access and that's through their, you know, their portal to it. So if you lose access to that portal, then you're screwed and this guy's screwed. So his resume, his whatever the heck he was working on, it's all lost because he didn't have it all backed up.
Well, it's not only, I mean, from that point, yeah, but it's also stuff that happens in real time, like actual emails from important clients or say you're even, like, he was talking about he was in the process of, I think, doing, like, some back and forth application emails was it work or was it school? I don't remember. And, I mean, that's, like, a potential career killer right there if you can't access your emails with a potential employer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And good luck trying to find the recruiter you were talking with. Try to get back in contact with them. It even adds more of a hassle to it.
That's why you just show up and say, when do I start? Come on. Your job's the old-fashioned way. Show up.
I don't think it works that way.
You mean you want me to interact in person? I don't want to do that.
I can only do that once I'm hired. I'm sorry.
On the topic of illegal or questionable activities, there's been a sweeping thing of arrests happening across the world, especially in the U.S., of anonymous / LulzSec alleged members by the federal government. I know at least 38 have been arrested in Europe. Another 14 have been arrested here in the U.S. out of 30 search warrants.
The funny thing is that there's someone in Alabama who's actually on that list of people who are arrested. It means there's someone in Alabama who actually knows how to use a computer besides me.
way to be narcissistic.
I think
wasn't me. Obviously, I'm right here. So there's another person who is or was in the state that knows how to use a computer. Cool.
Sure, there are more than two.
I don't think the FBI understands the internet that well, because the whole point of anonymous is that there's a lot of them, and you take, it's like a hydra. You cut off one head, 14 more grow.
Yeah, I don't think it's quite like that. And plus, if seriously, if you think about it, you cut off one head and 14 more grow, then eventually you're going to have so many chiefs that no one's listening to each other and the whole thing falls apart. So it doesn't work. You know, mixed metaphors and whatnot.
I actually made a decent metaphor for once, okay?
Yeah,
I mean, I can see your point, because there are people who are like, ooh, I can get some internet notoriety.
Mm-hmm. It's like when, you know, people were saying, well, you take down Bin Laden and there's still going to be someone to step up in his place. Yeah, there's going to be like four people trying to step up into his place. And that means that they're going to basically split the, you know, the user, their fan
base.
Yeah,
but is there really one anonymous
fan base
guy in charge?
Stop giving Vito. No, there isn't. But I don't know who the people who were that are arrested, if they were supposed to be, you know, leaders or people who actually, you know, posted a lot of the, hey, you know, do this, or the people who actually controlled the botnet or stuff like that.
Because from what I understand about Anonymous is that it's not really organized to any extent.
I think that's kind of the point, that people don't know who's posting what. Although it could have been the same, I don't know, 30 people that are on these search warrants that keep posting all the big, you know, the heavy stuff.
It could have been, but I highly doubt there are only 30 people in Anonymous.
Yeah, there's much more than that. I mean,
I'm not saying there are only 30 people. I'm saying there's only 30 people who post big things that get, you know, attention drawn to them. There may be like 10,000 people who post stupid little crap or just lurk and click.
But now that these 14 are gone, they can fill the shoes.
Yeah, and these people were, that's what I'm saying, these people probably had some idea of what they're doing. The people who replaced them, you know, they haven't had their Padawan training completed, so they're going to screw up.
What, is there like an academy for Anonymous members?
Yes. Didn't you read the article?
No.
Yeah, but they didn't talk about Anonymous school.
No, you actually wrote the article and I just made that up, but...
Yeah, quit being a dickhead.
No.
Yeah.
I think we had mentioned
on earlier... Shut up, Ron.
Ron. Oh, God. I think we had mentioned on an earlier podcast, I don't know if it was... Maybe it was the one that
are you on a plane?
Are you on a bus?
What?
What?
He just went inside his refrigerator.
What are you talking about? Am I sounding all weird?
Damn it, Ron.
This is why you don't come on more often.
Why we can't have nice things.
No, but seriously, you sounded a little weird, Steven.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's Greek internet. It runs on gyros.
It runs on defaulted loans.
You just put coins into it.
It's in the shopping carts here. If you go to a grocery store, you got to put a euro coin in the shopping cart to unlock it.
You mean like all these?
Yeah. So they you know, homeless
like shop
people don't
like that.
Homeless
you have to
people
put
don't
order
steal
in to get them.
Yeah.
My wife actually has 75 cents that she keeps just to go and put quarters in to get grocery carts. Just in case she happens to lose them, she has three little quarters that sit in her car just for grocery carts.
That's what they should have done to keep the dollar coin alive. I mean, it still exists, but nobody uses it.
I actually got one in change the other day.
But more people would use it if they used the dollar coin instead of three fucking quarters.
If the dollar coin would work in vending machines, it would be a lot more handy.
Because
that's where
I
all my change goes, is vending machines.
I spent 6 months traveling overseas when I was in the military, and we went all these cool different places and whatnot. But the one thing that got me was that there are larger denominations in coin than there are in the U.S. Like, Australia has like a $2 coin, which is, first of all, really annoying if you break like a, you know, a 50 and they give you like half of it in coins. But... it's easier to buy stuff with a single coin than, you know, you go to, I guess that's more in a cash-based society. I don't know.
Yes. Well, yeah, Americans the problem hate is, change. That's the thing, though. Like, we hate carrying change around our pockets. It's annoying.
Yeah, wait till you got the equivalent of $60 in Australian change in your pocket because you don't want to spend it, and then you realize that your pants are around your ankles because of it.
You're looking like a fool with pants on the ground.
That's why they carry fanny packs over there.
I think the problem is that we're just way too set in our ways over here to ever adopt it. But I know on the subways in New York, they give back those Sacagawea dollar coins, and everybody just gets pissed at them.
You guys remember the 50 cent coin, JFK 50 cent coin that was like ridiculously large?
Yeah. Actually, I've got one sitting right in front of me right now.
It's like a mini frisbee. I'm in the movie theater all the time.
That was an obnoxiously large coin.
Funny you mentioned that. That's really weird.
They just happen to have one sitting on your desk?
Well, no, there's a sack of change on the floor, like random change that I've collected from around the house during various moves. And this was sitting on top. I looked down and there's a JFK half dollar. Cool story.
Wow.
Next topic.
All right, students. Question for students. Would you use your Kindle to rent textbooks as an alternative to buying them at the bookstore?
How much?
Probably not the ridiculous prices they charge at your local university or high school bookstore.
Still, no.
I would have bought a Kindle to do that. Textbooks are ridiculous.
Kevlar?
No. It doesn't... I've had paper textbooks. I've actually tried reading... What was it, like... I don't remember what book it was on the Kindle, but it was something where you had to reference back. I have to look it up. It's like some fitness book or something like that. And then I've had e-textbooks where you download the stupid proprietary reader and then you pay like half price for the electronic version of the book.
Oh, e-textbooks are the fucking worst.
Yeah, I agree. They'd be a lot better, especially if they weren't proprietary and really lame.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the e-reader is so slow and the refresh is slow. It's a little unwieldy to use as a textbook, unless there's like dedicated index buttons, stuff like that. And it's easier to flip through a textbook and find what you need in 30 seconds than it would be to slowly page through a Kindle and hope you're getting to the right place.
Very true.
But even if I could get a Kindle and then buy all my textbooks for what, like $20 each, let's say? I would do that in a second over the $200+ I would.
I think it would be worth the price for a little bit of lost convenience having to flip through digitally.
Well, it depends on the class too.
Well, and that's the problem.
If it's a history book where you're going to have to reference back and forth, especially if you're using it during a lecture, and they're like, okay, flip back to this page, and then you got to hit. Index, you got to search, you got to figure out which one he's talking about. Whereas in a book, you can see about where he is in the book.
But that was the problem. The problem I had in school was that I would go out and buy, and before the semester started, I would buy books for all my classes.
See, that's your problem. Like, you wait till after the semester started and see how they teach.
Yeah, exactly. 3 out of 5 of my teachers would not even use the book ever, and I'd sit there with $200 spent on this book, and I'd go to sell it back and get like 35 cents, and they're like, oh well, there's a new edition, so we don't pay for this one.
Well, not to render your argument invalid, Kevlar, but Kindle, it's not limited to the physical Kindle itself. You could also do the same thing off the Kindle app, which you can just download on your computer.
Yeah, I've got it. I've
your
got
phone
it,
etc.
All smartphones
on your Android. Sweet iPad.
I think, honestly, the iPad would probably, except for extended periods where they, like, read chapters 6, 7, and 8, the iPad would probably be the best solution.
For quick referencing, but if you had to sit there and read it, your eyes would fall out of your head.
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm at on it.
Word.
But the option to rent from Amazon instead of outright buy the book, which I think pretty much cuts the price in half.
I think it depends on the what class it is. They're probably like I'm taking this bullcrap art history class, which would be totally awesome to take an art history class on a black and white Kindle. You know, that's not going to work.
I see your point.
I did buy the e-textbook for my C programming class last semester, which was smart because all I had to do was copy and paste certain things and then tweak them around if I wanted to play with them.
Well, here's an example. Operating System Concepts. That's a geeky book. The regular hardcover on Amazon is going for $113. You could buy it for the Kindle for $83, or you could rent it for the Kindle for $33.
Yep. Now, how long does the rental period last?
Anywhere between 9 months. It says you could rent it anywhere between 30 and 360 days. You could choose the length of the rental.
You could choose a semester.
Right, and you pay only for the time you need to use it.
Okay. That makes sense.
So a rental maxes out at $360 days. No, but you said $30 or $35?
Oh, no. That was just an example of one of the books on there. Like, from $118, you rent it down for the hardcover, it's down to $33 for the rental.
Okay, I could see that for
renting. And that's $33 for probably the maximum rental, right? Like 300 days or whatever?
Right, it just says rent from $33 here.
So if you got it for, you know, a semester, which is what, 3 or 4 months?
Well, see, it changes. I mean, if rent this book, okay, if it's for a day, it's $33. If I want to rent it till the end of the next year, it's $83. It's the full price.
Oh, okay.
So I mean, the rental price changes depending on how long you want to use it. Like, for if you go to a school with quarters, it's going to be cheaper than if you go to a school for the semesters.
What if you go to a school that uses JFK half dollars?
I think it's completely worth it. No matter what. And it's worth it for the companies that make the books too, because they got to print less and they still make money off the sold ebooks.
Yeah. I think I agree. There's only a few cases that I wouldn't buy it, and those are math books where you have to flip back and forth while you're doing practice problems, because there's no easy jump to page X on a Kindle.
Do Kindles allow for highlighting? Do they have like a little highlighting app?
Yeah, they do. Okay. They do, but you still have to go into a separate thing to get there. It's not like I can keep my finger on page 400 and then, you know, at 465 where the review questions are, you know, I can't just flip back and forth as I need to.
Somebody was about to talk or was talking, got a cut off.
Yep.
Kevlar, you still with
us? Maybe. I think his internet died
as easily as I came with a real book.
Oh, he's back.
Never mind.
It's that fucking Cat 5 pinch again, man. So he pinched it shut. And then waited a few seconds to let it go.
I tied my mic cable in a square knot.
Oh, well.
Don't do that.
But for the listeners out there, if you are going to be starting up your next semester or whatever in school or going back, definitely give the Kindle app or the Kindle itself a gander before buying your textbooks, just to see what it offers and the price points and stuff. You can use it on anything, on your Windows Phone 7 phone, if you're one of the two people that owns a Windows Phone 7 phone, MacBook, Windows, everything. Download the Kindle app. Hey, I've been kicked for sending too many messages per minute. I haven't said anything in the chat.
Okay. Who are you yelling at?
The Ustream just booted me apparently for sending too many messages per minute. I've said like two things the whole time I'm here.
Well, obviously Ustream thinks you fucking talk too much.
It's like, God, maybe Ustream's a Windows Phone 7 user. I just got pissed.
Or the admin for the Ustream chat is a Windows Phone 7 user.
Kevlar,
you. All right.
It's kind of sad. Yeah.
It's kind
of welcome
sad,
to the internet.
Yes. Anyway, AT&T customers are trying to take AT&T to court for the apparent T-Mobile merger that may or may not happen.
Damn them.
They can't sue AT&T directly because when you sign a contract with AT&T, it specifically says you're not allowed to sue the company directly or through any class action lawsuit if you're a paying subscriber.
Yeah, you can't sign your rights away in a contract. That's pretty much going to get ignored.
Well, you can do it through arbitration, though. And the rules, the contract and stuff says that since it can't be a class action, they had to file individually for every single person.
Why are we suing them?
These customers are suing AT&T to block the merger with T-Mobile.
Yeah, but why?
Because they think it's basically creating a monopoly where they're going to be able to charge higher prices and all this other stuff. I'm surprised it's not T-Mobile users that are getting together. But then again, you know, T-Mobile users are a bunch of douchebags. So.
No, it's a bunch of hippies that are like, it's corporate, man, and they're just going to try and sue them.
Well, so far,
no reason.
So far, it's a whopping 12 people.
Whoa, oh, no. Holy shit.
12 people with the funds down the man. To actually start a lawsuit.
12 people living in a commune.
Well, these are all individual filings for arbitration. Like I said, they can't all join into one under one lawsuit. They have to file individually for every single person.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is definitely going to catch on.
I mean, look, until it happens, there's no point in being like, oh, well, they're definitely going to jack up the prices and fuck us over. Because people can easily just go to Verizon or...
But look, that merger has to go through the government. You don't think they're going to try and make some kind of regulations like that?
There's also been a fuss in the government this week that someone decided to tell them, like, you know, who was it? Some dude in Congress, I think, decided to throw a hissy fit about it.
They throw hissy fits about everything over there.
Well, yeah, but this actually pertains to our topic, so I figured I'd mention it.
Then mention away.
I have to find it.
I mean, A, 12 people's not going to do anything, and B, you know, the government's going to have their say, too, so it's going to be a...
I don't think this is anything AT&T has to worry about at this point.
Yeah.
I like how AT&T is really pushing that, you know, they even have governors and mayors behind them. They're really pushing. I mean, I understand 76 congressmen supporting them. Yeah, that's a big deal. But saying that a bunch of governors and mayors are sort of behind your merger, too, doesn't carry as much weight.
That doesn't mean anything. They'll back whoever offers them the most money.
Mm.
Who gives a shit what mayors think?
Easy, Gonzo. Assholes. Gonzo wannabe.
They what? Suck ass.
I don't know if this one sucks ass. You know what really sucks ass? OS10 Lion. That sucks ass.
Blazinga.
Damn. Says the guy who hasn't even used it.
I've used it.
No, you didn't.
No, but I can say I did. And it's just as useful as having used it.
You know, Apple products are so awesome that the Chinese are making fake Apple stores.
Excuse me for being retarded.
Sorry, that was just my Mac. OS X boot noise.
This is why we
excuse me for being retarded.
That was my Vista machine blowing up.
The only person in here who enjoys Vista is Vito, and no one really cares what he thinks.
I'm on Windows 7 now, so go fuck yourself.
You and your 87 updates at one time?
While he was at Olive Garden?
One time with the Olive Garden. You fuckers are never going to let me live it down.
Nope.
All right. Last tech news on the topic list is with... this one sort of came out of left field. With EV charging station, electrical charging stations, Walgreens is planning to include 800 of its 7,000 plus stores to have electric vehicle charging stations at the Walgreens stores by the end
of
the year.
That's pretty cool. That would be pretty cool awesome. If anybody went to Walgreens.
I go to Walgreens every day.
Yeah, me too.
It's a matter of which one's closer.
Where's there fucking Walgreens around here?
Well, you don't live exactly near me, so there are a few around me.
No, you live in
Well, yeah. I haven't seen one since.
Well, okay. Vito hasn't seen one, so they don't exist.
They don't. World, which is the only one that matters to me, Walgreens does not fucking exist.
Okay. Awesome. For the rest of us, this is actually pretty cool.
And I saw a Chevy Volt today, and I pointed at it and said, that thing's stupid.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Wait, do any of us
then I drove my big truck over it.
You know, I don't think any of us could even fit in a fucking electric vehicle. I've gotten a couple of them at the auto show, and they're all cramped and plasticky. And
Are you calling me fat?
But the reason electric vehicles haven't caught on is because there's nowhere to charge them except your house. And
yeah.
It's cool that Walgreens is stepping up and saying, we'll do this, because then it's giving you some sort of infrastructure and incentive to actually own an electric vehicle and not shit
your pants.
Well,
you gotta sit at Walgreens overnight and wait for your car to charge?
They have a quick charge. All these cars have like a quick charge feature where it's like 15 minutes gets you like 30% of your battery or something like that.
That's on the regular, what's it in America, 120 volts? They have those big fat ones that they also give you an option of if you want to get it installed in your house that charges the whole car.
The 240.
It charges it in like an hour and a half or 2 hours, like from empty to full.
No fucking way.
I saw something like – I saw a concept for this, and it's basically like the charge pads that you take your mobile device and you just drop your mobile device on it. Where you just pull into the parking lot and it's like as you're sitting over it, it's charging the car.
I don't think they're going to do that.
This one isn't that, just because that would be way more expensive.
And every car would have to be equipped with a special induction charging mat, which with that much power running through an induction charger, there'd be a lot of heat.
And also, what happens to non-electric cars that park there?
Nothing, because they don't have an induction mat charger.
But say I got like a really low rider, you know, it's barely scraping the ground.
Why don't you go take a Siesta?
Yeah, I'm rolling around in like a sweet ass. I got my hydraulics on it and stuff.
No, he doesn't. He's fucking cruising a fixie and he knows it.
I got a motherfucking Jeep.
Well, but dude, it's still got four doors and the windows are on
Jeep
all the time.
Liberty.
Yeah.
No, the doors don't come off, but the roof comes off. Well, not off, but it slides all the way back.
Jeep Liberty.
Yeah.
You drive a Liberty?
The new one, not the shitty old ones.
I'm sorry.
They're all shitty old ones.
Yeah.
They're even shitty new ones.
Dude, look at the new ones. They're nice. And the roof
slides
all the way.
Nicer. You know, they look like chick cars.
You know what's the newer nice Jeep? The Grand Cherokee.
I sat in that thing. It's so tiny inside of it.
The Grand Cherokee?
Yeah, it feels so damn cramped inside of that thing.
How is it that you come from a Jeep Liberty and think that the Grand Cherokee is...
Dude, I swear, I feel like the Liberty is bigger inside. Like, there's more room.
Or did you just follow some Asian woman into the car and be like, well, this is really small.
I want to know what... How tall are you? Like, 7'30"? Yes. There's no fucking way.
7'30".
Because I've sat
in
the
regular.
There's a lot
somewhere
of
somewhere after 9 feet, but
something like that.
In Vito Land, I'm 7'30".
the Grand Cherokee has plenty of room. There's a lot of room.
No, the newer one. I'm not saying it was uncomfortable. I'm saying the newer one, like the way the trim and the dash and everything wrap around you, you feel tighter in the driver's seat and passenger seat than you
do. Are you sure
in the
it wasn't
Liberty.
Your underwear that was too tight?
Oh, God. You know, I tried to say something serious and meaningful, but...
But you're Ron, and no one's listening.
Yeah, see, this is the boy that cried wolf here. You can try to be serious, but when everything that comes out of your mouth is a troll, nobody's going to listen.
I do troll way too much.
I think that's why you don't enjoy social networks.
No, I just don't have time to keep up with them all the time.
Uh-huh.
On that note, it's time for WTF News.
Bump it up, yeah.
Are we completely replacing the WTF song with our own rendition?
No, I okay. No, people.
No, I'm just so used to hearing that that I just do it.
By the way, Vito, did you go pee wrong. Yet? Is Vito Vito's peeing? Okay.
I'll go pee too. I'm gonna go with him. Wow.
Kemar, you're back. Now. Wow, we can actually start the WTF news.
You guys are talking about peeing down a drain. I want to interrupt you with I'm back.
Wow, okay, let's get started with WTF news.
That's for the music.
Okay.
Dance with the music.
No, stop.
Submitted by Eno's One. This one happens in Maryland. Man who tried to carjack a vehicle ran off when he found out the car was stick shift.
Now, I find this absolutely hilarious.
Nicolas Cage would be very disappointed.
Why kind of steal a car if you can't drive a stick?
It was two exactly. people.
Wait, can someone please say that name of that town for me?
Linthicum.
Linthicum, Maryland. It's not hard. Linthicum.
I just wanted to hear it out loud. I wasn't sure I was saying it.
Linthicum.
Right. Linthicum. Well,
don't when I asked if your underwear was too tight, it didn't mean for you to remove it.
Linthicum.
Well, yeah, there's not really much we could say about this WTF news because it's sort of WTF in itself. Two masked men tried to carjack somebody, and one man with a gun tried to take the car. And I guess neither of those two guys knew how to drive stick shift.
I'll tell you what you do. You put it in first till it starts revving too high, and then you put your foot on the clutch. And
that's the thing. If you've never driven stick before, you have no idea which pedal does what, I'm pretty sure. And that's why I shake
my... Yeah.
Shake,
it's not rocket shake science. It's clutch, brake, gas.
Let me help you out.
That's how it is.
The little diagram on the top of the stick isn't going to help you much.
Let me finish shaking my fist and saying kids these days. I'm shaking my fist and saying kids these days. That's it.
Anyway.
Yeah, and everybody was talking about how great the electric cars were. You think they have a fucking clutch? No. Fucking cars.
It'd be understandable if I had like electric. A Siri automatic gearbox, but it doesn't.
If I don't know, even if you don't know how to drive stick, you know that there's gears and you put it in first. I mean, that's
you can at least get away going 20 miles an hour in first gear.
Even if you don't know how to shift, I mean, you're carjacking it. Just fucking throw it into first gear, force it in. Sure, you'll grind something, but
you're not getting the car to keep it.
Everyone is as smart as the people who are on this podcast, which is really sad considering we have both Vito and Ron here.
Hey,
so
wait
a
minute.
We have people who've touched the a manual car before. All they know is drive, park, and reverse. They don't know how the gearing system actually physically gears something down in a transmission. They just know that drive goes forward, rear goes reverse. They don't know that in a clutch you have to slowly allow the clutch to contact the plate, and then the engine revolutions will drop unless you apply more gas and blah, 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 blah. They don't get it. See, okay. You cannot drive a stick, you jerkwad.
I can drive a stick.
I drive stick.
Yeah, all my both can drive. Stick. You both can drive my stick. Take that.
I drive stick in the U.S. and here. They don't have
okay, I saw a video of that silly
They have
traction.
Cars in Greece?
No, they have three-wheeled motorcycle
they have
things.
They have a bicycle with a motor.
I'm
not
sorry.
Even a bike, it's a trike.
You have no idea how fun that thing is to drive.
Is that a
I'm
trailer?
Sure it is.
I think it's like a trailer rear end on the front of like a 50cc scooter.
It is 50cc's, but my cousin took apart an engine and made it 110. So this thing, so this thing is like just a frame with like a jet engine. It flies.
I can imagine that being awesome.
I think it probably only goes about 10, but it feels like it's going really fast.
It goes up to
80. Unsafe.
I drove it. It goes up to 80. It's
kilometers.
80 kilometers per hour. Yes.
Okay. I was going to say, there's no way that goes 80 miles an hour.
No, 80 kilometers is like what? That's like 50 miles an hour? Or no, 40?
You're the only one here who knows that conversion.
40 something. Whatever. Still, it's pretty damn fast if you're on a skeleton thing. And if you put like a Anyway, we're not talking about this. Anyway, we actually have a lot of – we have a decent amount of car news on this week's WTF. Next up involves a five-year-old boy taking a joyride in a car.
I want to do hood rat stuff with my friends.
Police – okay, hold on. Police said a five-year-old boy with a strong craving for a candy bar managed to jump into the family van unsupervised and drive it about a mile just after 1 a.m. And then he crashed into a utility pole. This was in El Paso.
Oh, hell Paso.
Yeah. I have nothing nice to say about El Paso.
How did that kid reach the... Was he just idling down the street?
I don't know, but it gets even better. When the police arrived at the scene, the boy tried to run away. He tried fleeing the accident scene.
I can just imagine that. Like, I just have this vision, the cop opening the door, and the kid's like, oh, my God, and, like, jumps out through his legs and runs away.
I'm not sure where the candy bar line comes in from. Like, he had a strong craving for a candy. Maybe he wanted to go to the store and get a candy bar.
Police said that he wanted a candy bar, opened the door of the van, and turned the key and drove away.
Well, that's why he left. And no...
Police spokesperson Daniel Petrie said it's uncommon for police to come across a motorist who is merely 5 years old. That is
obviously.
It's only uncommon.
Because most motorists are actually of age.
Not unheard of, just uncommon.
Yeah.
We only get
this once a month.
The mother of the child said the incident was no laughing matter while describing her son as a little daredevil. Wow.
Oh, okay. Texas.
Did he ever get the chocolate bar? I mean, did we get confirmation of this?
That is the most important fact of the story.
I've been hanging out for that part.
No, the police didn't chase him down, did he? Did the police chase him down? No.
He was soon rounded up.
Oh, good.
Rounded Texas, up? So they hit him with a lot of time?
No, they lassoed him.
They ushered him into the corral and shut the gate.
Because 5-year-olds in Texas are too stupid to climb fences.
Yeah, they had that little guy that comes out.
No, he
jumps out of the barrel.
A rodeo clown?
Yeah, the rodeo clown. And they had him, like, run him into the corral.
It was about to rain, so he just laid down.
It reminds me of the kid in that picture that floats around the internet. That he's like some kid naked in a diaper playing a guitar really, really hardcore. Little blonde kid. Right. You know?
I'm not in the same circles of kid pictures that you're looking at, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know where
it's
you find
it's a popular meme, douchebags.
I'm sure it is.
Mm-hmm. It's... not popular enough, apparently.
When you say
I think
meme,
I'm going to have to notify familywatchdog.us.
No.
Bringing it back.
God, you guys are assholes. You know what I'm talking about. I am no pedophile.
But when you say meme, do you mean child porn?
It's a popular child meme porn.
Porn kid meme. There it is. I found it.
Naked child
meme. I found it.
Let's continue.
Hold on.
Before this ends up as a 30-hour episode.
No, I'm getting this picture to you right now. I'm getting it to you, and I'm going to put it in the... Is the Ustream allowed URLs or no?
Yes, it's unlocked.
I just posted it in the Ustream so everybody can
see... Oh, wow,
see
that kid's awesome.
...what I'm talking about. That's what I thought
the
kid was.
What's that guy doing in the background?
Is he shopped into that picture?
No. I have seen this before.
I don't know. That looks shopped.
Okay, you didn't mention the fact that everyone else was, like, hammered around. If you said the kid at the party where all the adults are drunk and he's playing a guitar, I probably would have recognized it. But you just talked about how naked he was.
Yeah, right.
Moving along to Portsmouth, wherever that is.
Portsmouth?
Portsmouth. Portsmouth.
Yes, that's where you dock your ships.
That's not how it's pronounced, man.
How you dock your dicks?
Okay, whatever the hell this place is. I don't know where this is. But
Portsmouth.
That place.
Portsmouth.
Portsmouth.
Portsmouth. Portsmouth?
Generally, in America, like when MOUTH is in the name of a city, it's like Portsmouth, Dartmouth, like that.
Yeah, it's almost pronounced myth, like M-Y-T-H.
Your fucking myth. Language is a myth.
This has been a test of the emergency English system.
All right, so apparently this gentleman had bought a car.
You're really going to call him a gentleman?
I think that's respect. A generous term.
Okay, nobody in WTF News is a gentleman or a lady.
Okay.
They're a hood rat.
Crazy motherfucker buys a car from
his
a car
wife
dealer.
Buys a car.
His wife buys a car from a car dealer. Turns out it's a lemon, and the dealer wouldn't take it back. So the guy takes the car and goes to the dealership and starts crashing it into other cars, making sure that he doesn't hit any car valued lower than $20,000. He said,
"Good for him.
I hit the first $25,000 car I could see. I didn't hit a car under $20,000. Then I moved to a van that they wouldn't come down on the price for. I moved it with the lemon they sold me. I just held it to the floor until I couldn't move it anymore. I took out 7 vehicles, including my own."
What a weirdo.
You know, honestly, first
I gotta
of all,
say good for him on this one.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, when I was reading it, I was almost cheering for the guy. I was like, yeah, fuck them.
Except for the fact that there are lemon laws in every state.
Right.
Where if he'd gone beyond the dealership, like to the police, and tried to explain it, they could have pointed them in the right direction. Anyway, I would have had a hell of a time if I was this guy.
Mm. I would have hit the ones under 20K too.
Well, I think he wanted to get the most bang for his buck.
Yeah, well, that would be all of them.
Well, did you see the ones that he hit, though? What was it, like a... I know there was one that was a special edition Mustang.
Nice.
What, you mean it ran?
What?
You mean it ran?
Oh.
Not after he was done. Hey-o! Yeah, I see what you were doing, but...
I tried.
He was very nonchalant about the whole thing, though. He
even flagged down the cop. He's like, "Hey, this is what happened. They
he's
fucked
like,
me, so I fucked
out,
them."
No. The funnier part was, I was about to call the police when I saw a cruiser instead and flagged it down.
He's like, "Come check this out."
Yeah, hey guys,
you're not gonna believe what I just did.
I was pretty crazy last night. I woke up this morning and wondered if it was a dream, and then I looked over and there's my bail papers. That's a quote from the article, by the way. I'm not just making shit up.
Estimated damage was about $20,000, in which he said, "Yep, that sounds about right." And he says, whether he's prepared to face whatever penalty comes his way, he says, "I'm stuck with it now, but I got my point across."
Yep.
What a crazy guy.
America.
Crazy guy in a town with a crazy name.
Not that crazy.
Okay, think of this. Plymouth Rock. It's not Plymouth.
Are we on this?
Let's move over to Bangladesh, where a man... Okay, hold on. Man was accused for kidnapping and marrying a minor. And as punishment, the village elders, his penalty was to walk around town naked with a brick tied to his penis.
I guess,
can that make it bigger?
Yeah, is a penis pump is too expensive?
Yeah.
The council chief and some village elders beat him and made him parade with a brick tied to his penis on the river steps under full gaze of at least 200 people. But now official British Bangladesh courts are looking into this incident because apparently the laws of the village elder are not the laws of the country.
They usually aren't.
Yeah.
That sounds greatly unpleasant, but that's what you get for kidnapping a 12-year-old and marrying her. That shit ain't cool.
Well then, off to China?
Yeah, I think...
off to China.
That's just depressing. That's not even WTF. Just ouch news.
Ouch news.
Shrinkage news.
Well, how do you get rid of certain tenants if you're an apartment landlord? Usually you give them an eviction notice or you tell them to leave, right? Apparently in China, the landlord decided to unleash thousands of scorpions into an apartment complex to scare people into leaving.
That might work.
50 kilograms of scorpions were released into the apartments.
That's a lot of scorpions.
Yeah.
I'm reading this, I pulled my feet up off the floor and put them on the couch.
I'm not afraid to say that I did that too. The first time I read it, I was like, oh, that's cool. And then my foot brushed against the laptop power cord and I about peed myself.
Of course, when you release certain creatures into the wild like that, they don't always stay in one place. So nearby apartments also had a scorpion infestation after this.
Man, that would suck.
Yeah, wow.
He got rid of all of his tenants. Yeah.
Good for him.
Good for him?
Yeah, why not? Good career move.
Mission success.
Good career move.
Went to get rid of one and got rid of all of them. Start fresh.
Well, apparently the complex is going to be torn down.
Well, that's the thing. The owner wanted to tear down the complex because he was going to get money for it or whatever, but he couldn't get the people to move out until he decided to, you know, release scorpions.
That is insane.
Scorpions are nasty looking.
Yeah. Waking his family, this is one of the tenants, together they captured several hundred scorpions in his apartment.
Oh my god, I just run away screaming. I'm not even kidding, like, I've never...
Yeah, you know, I think if there were like two or three, it'd be one thing, but several hundred, it's like, no, screw it, you win.
I mean, in this area of the country, they don't even, like, they're not native here, so I've never even seen one in the wild. So even seeing one in the wild would be a bit of a shock, but yeah, a couple hundred of them, I'd be...
Well, okay, yeah, there's one in the wild, and then there's one in your bedroom, and then there's several hundred in your bedroom. It's like orders of magnitude worse.
Maybe I'm just a redneck, but I think I'd just start shooting them in my apartment.
I don't think you have bullets for 50 kilograms of scorpions, dude.
Yeah, hundreds of them?
I'm sure that'll just piss off your landlord even more.
I can take my 22 out, dude. You can buy 500 shells for like $15.
I think I'd rather just set the whole place on fire. That's the only way to solve that problem.
Scorpions and spiders. They're the two that get me.
Eh, not so bad with spiders. Scorpions, though, I'm not a big fan of.
Do you see them around you? Are they native around there?
Not around here. In California, we used to get scorpions on base a lot.
In Southern California, you see like tarantulas and scorpions running around on the base.
When tarantulas run around your barracks and no one really cares, you know it's kind of a normal thing.
Yeah.
And lastly on WTF news, still in China, but this is really WTF. Well, this is it. This is even more depressing than the brick story. A teacher, I guess, reported rape to local authorities, but was told that it wasn't really rape because a condom was used.
No, that's true,
I'm pretty
right?
sure it's still rape.
No, not according to local authorities.
Those people need their heads examined.
Mm.
The cops also told her that this is all something you did to yourself and you don't want to make it public now. Think of your reputation. I will keep it secret for you. Wow. That is fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is with this depressing WTF news?
I don't know. There's something wrong with this website, too, because they have this story about if you get raped but they use a condom, it's okay. And then it's like, travel to China. I will not travel to China, thank you.
Scorpions all over
what
the place.
Fuck story right there.
Scorpions, yeah. and if I get raped and they use a condom, it's okay. That is not a place I want to visit. When a free trip to China. Woo!
Pass.
Can I cheer this up a little bit?
Yes, please do.
Are you leaving?
I took a little visit. Oh, you guys and your fun.
What?
I took a little visit to that Florida site.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it on.
Oh, is this that ridiculously long link that you're trying to post without shortening
yes,
it?
Yes, that's that. Sorry, I'm in a rush. We're doing a podcast here.
That we can't edit for time ever.
For any reason.
I'm trying to help out the view streamers. Give them a nice show.
Well, Florida almost got away with not being mentioned on the podcast until Ron.
Sorry, man.
No, actually, Ron did the right thing because it would not be... It just wouldn't be proper to...
It's tradition.
Holy shit!
It's pretty funny, too.
Did you see the picture?
I'm not even seeing the link.
There is no
picture. There's a link that takes you to a picture, and holy shit.
I'm not going to see that picture, but man was seriously burned while siphoning gas with an electric leaf blower while working on his girlfriend's car. He was seriously burned.
Oh, wow, look at that car.
He was seriously burned? Seriously?
I said seriously. Can you not hear the S?
Where's the link to this?
It's on the topic list. I threw it at the bottom.
Oh, okay.
And then there's a picture of the car all burnt out. He did a good job.
How do you siphon gas with a leaf blower is what I want to know.
You put it in reverse.
I think you don't.
Yeah, you don't. That's when this happened.
Wow. Anyway.
I guess he didn't want to get the taste of gasoline in his mouth.
I mean, at least go for a vacuum cleaner, not some industrial-strength leaf blower.
Well, that's the thing. Leaf blowers are only made to push air, so the motor isn't isolated. So you've got something that sparks and everything else.
So that's probably
there.
What he did. He probably put, like, a straw or whatever he used up to the intake, kind of sealed it sucked it right into the motor.
Well, let me enlighten you on what happened, according to the police. Pinellas County Sheriff spokesperson Tom Nestor said Joseph Williamson, 31, was working on the fuel lines of his 1997 Saturn. When he went outside and saw the gas lid was open and became concerned the vehicle might have been tampered with, so he was trying to check the gas tank for sugar.
What?
Witnesses said Williamson was trying to siphon gas from an electric leaf blower when a spark from the blower ignited the fire.
Nice.
Well, do the car has officially been tampered with.
He suffered serious burns and had to be taken to the Tampa General Hospital.
I mean, I know sugar is bad for your gas tank, but that would be the last thing I would suspect if I saw my gas tank open.
You know what's even worse for your gas tank? Fire.
A leaf blower.
Oh, well, that's it for WTF News, and I guess it's time to wrap up this 14-hour-long podcast. So, on tonight's episode, we had Gonzo Ryder.
What a blast.
Kevlar Menace.
It was a good time.
Ron Tarash stuck through the whole time.
Yes, I'm still here, even though nobody wants me here.
Shut up, Ron.
Shut up, Ron.
Excuse me for being retarded.
As usual, you could tune in same time, same place, every week. God damn it.
Shut up.
Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, we record this podcast live on our website at thenoisecast.com. So feel free to...
Our special website.
Yes. And also follow us at Twitter, twitter.com/noisecast. And we look forward to your thoughts and input and anything of that nature in the next couple of days as some interesting changes happen to the Noisecast.
Ooh. Yes.
Don't spoil it, Ron, you jackass.
We're all going to die.
If you want to know what it is, just go back to the beginning of the episode when I said it.
We got butt out by Gawker.
look for the new site changes to mesh Gawker.
Yeah.
Because we're awesome now. Because Gawker pays us to do stuff. But not really.
We're yeah, none of that's true.
All right. See you next week, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks to our Ustream listeners for the fun time. We will see you back here next week for the Noisecast.
Fuckers is porn step motherfuckers.
You bad boy.